Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I know, another day, another whirlwind of emails, deadlines, and that nagging feeling that you're playing catch up with life. Ever feel like time is slipping through your fingers faster than a rogue smoothie on a hot summer day? You know what I'm talking about, that constant tug of war between worrying about the future and dwelling on the past. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Mastering the art of being present. Not just existing in the moment, but truly embracing it with all its messy, beautiful glory. Because let's be real, folks, life is happening right now. All those what-ifs and should-haves are just ghosts haunting our thoughts. We can't control the past, we can't predict the future, but we can choose how we show up in this very moment. So buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the worry and unlock the magic of living fully in the present. Number 1. Recognize those pesky thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. Our minds love to wander down rabbit holes of anxiety, but remember, you are not your thoughts. You have the power to observe them without judgment, like watching a parade go by. Think of it like this: if a thought pops up saying, I'm going to fail this presentation, acknowledge it, give it a little wave, and then gently guide your attention back to your breath, your surroundings, anything that anchors you in the present. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't some mystical, new age thing, it's simply paying attention to the here and now. Engage all your senses. Notice the colors around you, the sounds of birds chirping, or maybe just traffic, the feel of your feet on the ground. By grounding yourself in your senses, you create a tangible connection to the present moment. Number 3. Be grateful. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about something, anything that you're grateful for. A warm cup of coffee. Your amazing dog, who always greets you with tail wags. The fact that you have access to this podcast. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life, and trust me, there's always something to be thankful for. Number 4. Let go of control. This one's a biggie. We can't control everything, heck, we can barely control our own hair on a windy day. But we can choose how we react to things. Instead of getting caught in a spiral of worry about the unknown, focus your energy on what you can control. Your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. Number 5. Celebrate small victories. Life's not all about hitting grand slams, it's also about savoring those little wins along the way. Did you manage to get out of bed and start your day? You rock. Did you make a healthy meal? You're a culinary champion. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your achievements, no matter how small they seem. Think back to a time when you were consumed by worry about something, maybe an upcoming test, a big presentation, or even just deciding what to have for dinner. Those are serious dilemmas. Picture yourself in that moment. How did your body feel? Were you tense, your heart racing, your mind buzzing with thoughts? Now imagine that same situation, but this time you approach it with a sense of calm and presence. You take deep breaths, focus on the task at hand, and trust yourself to handle whatever comes your way. It's like flipping a switch. Suddenly, the fear melts away, replaced by a sense of clarity and control. That's the power of embracing the present moment. So here's the takeaway, friends. Don't let worry steal your joy. Take those worries, acknowledge them, and then gently release them back into the universe. You deserve to live fully in each and every moment, experiencing life with all its richness and wonder. Ready to put this into practice? Start by taking 3 deep breaths right now. Feel the air filling your lungs, expanding your chest, and calming your mind. And remember, you're not alone on this journey, we're all in this together. Share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay present, stay positive, and keep rocking that life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.